More than 1,000 Google employees around the world are staging unprecedented walkouts to protest against the tech giant's treatment of women. They're demanding changes to the way the company handles allegations of sexual misconduct, racism, and unchecked executive power. Google's chief executive says he is committed to making a change. Hagar Cohen reports.
The series of protests, which started in Singapore, have now spread worldwide. Employees from New York, LA, Zurich, London, Dublin, Tokyo, and Berlin all walked out. Many have taken to social media using the Twitter handle @GoogleWalkout to express their concerns.
Support women and to protest the way that this company has handled sexual harassment cases.
Protesters outside the Google headquarters in New York said key changes to the company's treatment of women are long overdue.
It's protesting the handling of sexual harassment cases by upper management. Social responsibility is really important this time for tech companies.
Other protesters hope the walkout will bring about the level of attention it requires and lead to real change.
It means that people are just, you know, becoming more strong and more united, and, you know, they're not going to be tolerant for just any type of behavior and being treated less than.
A statement by the organizers of the walkouts issued last night and published on Twitter lists 5 key demands: an end to forced arbitration in cases of harassment and discrimination, a commitment to end pay inequality, a public report on sexual harassment cases within the company, a better process for reporting sexual misconduct, and the appointment of an employee representative to the board. The walkouts come only days after revelations in the US press that the tech giant had suppressed allegations of sexual misconduct levelled against several of its top executives. In one case, Andy Rubin, a senior executive, was reportedly given a $90 million payout when he left the company after a sexual misconduct investigation found some of the allegations credible. The executive, Andy Rubin, has denied the allegations. In London, a male employee said he's protesting to ensure the company stops protecting alleged perpetrators of workplace harassment.
I'm walking out along with other colleagues in support of anyone in any workplace who has been harassed, and to ensure that perpetrators are not protected and not rewarded.
Google's chief executive, Sundar Pichai, has emailed staff and expressed his support of their right to protest. Mr. Pichai also apologised for the company's past actions. However, he didn't name any specific cases.
I understand the anger and disappointment that many of you feel. I feel it as well, and I am fully committed to making progress on an issue that has persisted for far too long in our society, and yes, here at Google too.
It's the latest in a series of protests by global tech employees who are increasingly concerned about their company's ethics. Only 26% of Google's executive are women. In the past few years, Google has also been sued by former employees who claimed the company underpaid women. Google denies it has a gender pay gap problem.
Hagar Cohen reporting.